illumination. My life reveals wholeness. My life reveals wholeness. My life reveals wholeness. What do I do with my life? How do I live my life? Is my life an expression of who and what my thought is? Yes, indeed. Is my life an expression of every attitude of my mind? Yes, it is. If I am expressing wholeness, that is a body that is healthy and working just fine, it is because my thoughts are healthy and working just fine. My life expresses wholeness. My life reveals wholeness. Every moment of my life, every day of my life, every attitude of my life, and every expression of my body, every expression of my affairs, every expression of who and what I am, reveals wholeness. Now, there are times when something less than wholeness comes through to my world, and that is the moment I must clean up my act. That is the moment that I must get busy and take charge of who and what I am. I must get very busy and say, hey, somewhere I am thinking a thought that is not harmonious with my health, with my goodness, with my wholeness. I stub my toe. I have a bad thought going through my head someplace. I have a bad attitude. Now, bad means contrary to my highest good. To stub my toe, I call not my highest good. And therefore, something in my thought, something in my attitude, something in my thinking brought about my stubbing my toe. There are no accidents in this life. There are no conditions that happen beyond my control. There are no acts of God in my life because I am God, because all is God. And no matter what we say, it is us as God acting. Now, you say, well, would God stub his toe? Would God stub its toe? Would God stub its toe? And the answer is definitely yes. All that exists, all that is part of the divine program. Now, do you want to stub your toe? You'd say, oh, no, of course not. Do you stub your toe sometimes? Yes. Okay. Then, since there are no accidents, you stubbed your toe because you wanted to stub your toe. You put a cause in motion to stub your toe, and you stubbed your toe, and it did not feel very good. And you did not experience wholeness. And you say, that's dumb, that's stupid. No. That's the principle that you and I have chosen to live in, under, and by. And as we live in, under, and by that principle, all that that principle is who and what we are. Can we take responsibility for the fact that no matter what we have in our life, it is our choice? Because somewhere our thought dwells upon the stubbed toe. Somewhere our thought dwells upon the incident that we call not wholeness. In my life, it reveals the wholeness that I am. In everyone's life, it does the same thing. But in my life, I can only talk about my life because that's who and where I am. In my life, when I stub my toe, I say to myself, whoops, I have some thought in my mind, some attitude in my mind, some attitude that about me or somebody else that is not beneficial. And I instantly say, all is in divine order. I don't look for that attitude. I don't look, oh boy, what naughty thing did I think? What bad thing did I think? What bad attitude did I have? What bad thinking was I doing? No. Because that empowers that bad thinking to continue to be bad thinking and continue to be in my mind. I change from whatever I was thinking, and I don't need to know what it is, to all is in divine order. Do I live my life in my divine order? I live my life in harmony. I live my life in peace. My life reveals wholeness. My life reveals my wholeness. My life reveals everything that's good and beautiful, fantastic and joyful. Yes. But it's up to me to take charge. Now, taking charge of the negative does not help the positive. Taking charge of the negative merely exacerbates or builds upon or enlarges and makes greater the negative. Now, I want to make larger, make better, make more fantastic in my life all things that are good and beautiful and pure, all things that are lovely, all things that are whole. Yes. I want to reveal the wholeness that I am. And in revealing the wholeness that I am a happy person. This is what my life is all about. My life is about revealing wholeness every moment of my beingness. I look at my body and I say to my body, oh, every organ, action, and function of my body is whole and perfect right now. My eyes are perfect, my ears are perfect, my hearing is perfect. Oh, my speaking is perfect, my spelling is perfect. Oh, my tummy is perfect. Everything about me is perfect right now. Now, this is what I do. This is what I do. I walk around like a happy affirmation, always thinking happy thoughts and speaking happy words and seeing happy incidences, seeing happy circumstances. My life is filled with happiness. I'm being myself and having fun. And my life is filled with fun. It's filled with fun. It's filled with joy. It's filled with all that is good and beautiful. That's what my life is. My life reveals wholeness. I look in the mirror, yes. Every morning when I get up, I look in the mirror. I brush my teeth and I wash my face and I scrub me over and I look at myself and I say, my golly, you're a wonderful person. Oh, it's so nice to be inside of you. It's so nice to be in that perfect body that I am. Yes, what an ideal body I have. What a fantastic body I have. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. Every wit I'm home, every thought I think is a thought of drama and beauty and love, music and harmony. Whenever I turn on the music and it's too strong or too powerful for me, I turn it off. I turn on something that is delightful and charming and wonderful and perfect. And as I turn on what is delightful and charming and wonderful and perfect, that is exactly what I experience. My life reveals wholeness. My life reveals wholeness because that's the only thing I think about. That's the only thing I talk about. That's the only thing I act about. If my tummy gives me a twinge at any moment, I say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And I giggle and I laugh at myself and I say, I'm whole and perfect. And my tummy says, whoops, I went the wrong turn there. Sorry about that. I'm whole and perfect. All of my body, all of my life, all of my world is moving based upon my choice, based upon my revelation of wholeness and perfection. And my life reveals wholeness. And as it reveals this wholeness, everyone knows who I am. But mostly, I know who I am. And I am whole and perfect now and always. And this is the only thing that matters to me. It's the only thing that makes any difference to me ever and ever. My life reveals wholeness now and always.